President Garcia, President Paz Zamora, and I signed the document of Cartagena, which sets forth the principles of this alliance. In signing the document, we've committed ourselves to the first common, comprehensive international drug control strategy. We, in fact, created the first anti-drug cartel. The document, which creates a flexible framework under which the four of us will coordinate our activities, covers the major issues of economic assistance, demand reduction, expanded law enforcement, and interdiction activities. The involvement of military resources, where possible, appropriate, and the control of precursor chemicals, automatic weapons, and other key components of the narcotics trade. The pursuit of profits and sharing of seized assets, and a commitment on the part of all of us to continue together regularly to coordinate our activities. In addition to signing this document of Cartagena, we begin the process of executing bilateral agreements in support of the document today. Secretary of State Baker executed the agreement. New ideas worthy of consideration with a better personal understanding and appreciation of the problems that my allies face in this struggle. And I cannot leave this beautiful country, Colombia, without once again emphasizing that President Barco and all of his citizens who've joined him in this brave fight against drug trafficking are an inspiration to me and an inspiration to the American people. I came here today to make the point as clear as I could that they do not and will not stand alone. They will have the steady and sustained support of the United States. I want to try to help them in the multilateral institutions. Help President Barco in asset sharing and opening up markets as best we can. I want to thank him and his many colleagues for the most hospitable arrangements that we encountered here in Barranquilla and over in Cartagena. It was a great pleasure to be here, albeit very, very briefly. So thank you again, President Barco, and I offer you my profound appreciation for your steadfast efforts in the fight against narcotics. I'll take just a few questions because we're scooting on. Yeah, Helen.
Mr. President, how long do you think it will take to replace the coca plant, and how much will it cost?
Well, I know we did not go into the replacement cost, and I expect any program that tries to shape their economy to move it out of planting, which is very difficult for those governments to control, is going to take some time, and I can't give you a time estimate on that. Terry, and then we'll go.
Mr. President, are you surprised that the narco-terrorists didn't strike today, that there was no either attack on you or any bombing in this country, just as registered displeasure with your visit?
Well, you know, I got a question at the press conference over there on security, and I want to thank not only the security people here, but our own security people, Secret Service and others who were concerned with the security of the president, and I am not surprised. Yeah, Brett.
President, I gather you chose to not to raise today that rather ticklish question of a U.S. Navy radar net somewhere off the coast here. Why not, sir?
Well, there was no discussion of a radar net. There's so much misunderstanding over what was intended in the first place that it's not timely to do that. However, there was discussion of interdiction and my reasserting to those countries, all three of them, my intention to interdict narcotics coming into this country. But there wasn't the stories on the U.S. task force were so distorted that I felt it was better to keep talking in general terms about our military interdiction efforts rather than asking for support from any one of the three countries.
Now, after this meeting, that your understanding with these leaders may have been enhanced to the point where you might soon be able to raise that topic
well,
again?
Well, it depends in what way, yes. Well, first place, I feel the understanding is enhanced, and it was a frank meeting. I mean, it was very frank with us on things that maybe they wanted me to do more of or disagreed with, but I think that the idea of working cooperatively for interdiction is very important. You heard President Barco's answer there at Cartagena on that question. So we're not going to push. We're not going to do something of that nature without a cooperative effort. But there are efforts in terms of interdiction on the high seas that the United States will continue to do. Yeah, three right here, these three.
Mr. President, you acknowledged in the document today that the U.S. has a responsibility to help these economies wean themselves from the drug trade. Do you see that responsibility as job for job and dollar for dollar?
No, but I see us making every effort we can to help them because they do have some severe problems. And I mentioned now trying to help Colombia, for example, in the multilateral agencies, for example. There's a lot of ways to try to help, but I don't think it is a job-for-job kind of approach. I don't think we can do that. I don't think there's a way the United States can do it or that any of the individual leaders can do it. We had a long discussion about the supply and demand of cocaine, how market prices affect what the farmers do in Peru or Bolivia. So it isn't a job-for-job question.
Any successful interdiction strategy would require increased military-to-military cooperation. Is the U.S. already installing a ground radar system in Bolivia, or Colombia, I'm sorry, or in any way helping the Colombians now to install a ground radar system?
No, but I'd have to defer that question to somebody here. I know nothing of it, but I know there was a report that was written up that proved to be totally inaccurate because I was just told that there was a report saying there was some 200 people building a ground radar station, but I simply don't know it if there is, and I'd be surprised, frankly.
Do you know to what extent the U.S. and Colombia are in fact cooperating militarily now in terms of interdiction efforts?
Well, yes, I know that.
Can you share that with us?
No. Next.
Why not, sir?
Because I don't feel like it, and because some of the things we do with Colombia, if I shared it with you, maybe the narco traffickers would find out about it, and I don't want to do that.
Mr. President, the declaration calls for you to go to Congress for more money over the next several years. Does that go beyond the $2.2 billion, and if so, how much?
Well, we're going to stay with this figure right now, but I expect the effort will continue to grow. Did I hear a voice from the back? Up in the sky there, yes.
Mr. President, perhaps for our sake, of our children, perhaps the United States wait too long to take this step on the drug summit, and what is the timetable from now on?
Well, you raise a very good point, and I think it has been too long for countries get together and try to work on this problem. But we're remedying that. The good news is, and I shared a dramatic graph with the presidents, that we are making progress at home. One of the things that President Barco impressed on me some time ago was the need to do something about demand. And I believe we're making headway. I'm not happy with it, but we're making headway in the United States on that question. Yeah. Read the communique, and I think you'll see. Last one.
Mr. President, How can we expect the Bolivians and Peruvians not to grow coca if we block their exports of flowers, citrus, sugar?
Well, the question is, how can we expect them not to grow coca if we have other trade problems, and you mentioned sugar and flowers? I think the leaders here recognize that growing coca for the international drug market is immoral and wrong. And I think they believe that. And so they need assistance. If we have a flour problem, and we do, I think we take 80 to 90% of the cut flowers from Colombia, we've got to try to help on it. I don't know that we can solve it. Coffee is a major problem for Brazil and the other countries. And we're trying to, Colombia and also Brazil, but and the other countries with whom we met. Please, just 1 minute. I'm not going to get to you, I don't think, because this may be the last one. And so we have to work with them very cooperatively, but in trying to get a coffee agreement. But what I did get from these people, and I think I knew it ahead of time, but had it reinforced, was that these economies are hurting because of the kinds of export problems they are encountering. I have a problem and tried to explain it to them that there's, you know, consumers in the United States, largest market for coffee. I don't necessarily want to pay higher prices for it. And the same for flowers. So we got, what we did on the flowers is explain the procedures at the Commerce Department and say that we would try to help in negotiating that. But the point is it shouldn't be linked to whether people, you know, condone the growing of a crop that is illegal and that they're trying to stop, as a matter of fact.
Will you,
Mr. President, will you address that?
You represent Japan in future negotiations.
You have just witnessed the last scheduled event, the event summit from Cartagena, President Bush.
It's a very important agenda item for the G7, and the more they get involved, because they're user countries, the better it'll be. So I'll give a full report to the G7 and other European countries on this ice-breaking meeting here, and you can be sure it'll be on the agenda at the G7 summit in Houston. Listen, thank you all very much. It's been a long day.
President Bush still taking questions from reporters. However, apparently now he has concluded the press conference. He will board Air Force One for the trip back to Washington. As you heard, after the unprecedented drug summit under incredible security, air, land, and sea, some 5,000 soldiers protecting the president and the three Latin American presidents, you heard President Bush sum up the activities occurring during the drug conference, stressing the importance of the unprecedented alliance against drug trade, quote, the first international drug control strategy. He discussed various aspects of the communique and the memorandums between the four presidents, including economic assistance. At this point, he was unwilling to go beyond the $2.2 billion apparently pledged at this time, but indicated further activity may be occurring when he returns to Washington. We'll continue with news around the globe when the world today continues.